So they're reminding us to have compassion for self and a willingness to evolve, to lift up, to import ourselves to our destiny. There are energies upon us that are orchestrating our new habitat, our new formation, our new arrival. And so what we're learning to do is to spring forward in advance. So what happens is there's like an old commodity, there's an old resourcefulness, there's an old sort of like, I gotta stay in the sorrow, I gotta stay in the confusion, I gotta stay in the guilt, I gotta stay in the blame. So we understand that. But the more that we can understand that we're being offered a hall pass, so just imagine you're on a local train and someone's like, you know, at the next station, you can transfer to the express and you'll get there much faster. It requires like a little bit of determination. In other words, you're gonna have to gather your belongings and get up, sit up. So we wanna understand that because it's sort of like, well, that's a no-brainer. Why wouldn't you wanna get there faster? But there is an energy in motion. In other words, there's a consideration of the heart that needs to take place where we're ready to leave where we've been. We're ready to like gather our energy. We're ready to gather our awareness and travel on. So the more that we can find love complete is like really getting that the old conversation they're saying is just black and white. In other words, it's just duality. If you win in one verse, you're going to lose in the other. It's like up, down, good, bad. And so the more that we can really realize in our heart, in our true vision, that we're actually all kind of really done with that old conversation. It's sort of like it's the same old thing, but we want to remember. Excuse me. I know we got new doggy neighbors. We want to remember that really the time is up in fear. In other words, that slow train is really going nowhere. And even if we win one day, we're going to kind of lose the next. So the more that we allow ourselves to advance, and the more we allow ourselves that easy entitlement, that easy exchange, that easy delight, that easy transformation. So the key word, if you notice, was easy, easy, easy. The reason is some of us are still like, how would I say it? Just like a little, I don't want to say slow pokey, but like it hasn't, and I mean that in such a compliment, because like it really hasn't registered that love is already involved. So when they're saying love, it's our higher self. It's already involved. It's already here. It's already engaged. So when we are required for liftoff, in other words, when we're stuck in the old cycle, the old patterning, our old mind, like habitual dialogue, we want to remember that we're learning to overcome that very little tiny bit of inertia. So remember, you're sitting on a train, someone says at the next station you can transfer to the express. We want to be delighted, but it's like, oh, I got to close out my laptop. I got to gather my belongings. Like, you know, it takes a little bit of effort. So this is where they're helping us to predetermine. In other words, they're helping us to string the lights. They're helping us to speed ahead. They're helping us to dance. They're helping us to orchestrate. So now let's talk about there. Who are they that are assisting us? It's really our divine presence. When we think of masters and these beautiful beings of light, we are already that entitlement. We are already that engagement. So it's really our higher awareness. It's really our higher self. It's really our I am presence that is offering us that hand in marriage. Because we want to remember the divine feminine, divine masculine partnership, the twin flame. This is all the inner sacred marriage ceremony that it's like already upon us. The more that we can understand it's already upon us, this isn't like somewhere down in the future, or children's children. This is right now. This is like literally right now. So as we will establish good faith. So good faith is we welcome our wholeness. We welcome our light. We welcome our new association. Our new association is we're literally leaving our personality self. We're leaving the problem of yesterday. Because remember, the problem is really our consciousness. It's our mind. There's nothing external to us that isn't formulated by what we perceive. So as we perceive lack, as we perceive conflict, whatever it is, it's like, here we go again. But as we will perceive harmony, this is where we're jumping three steps ahead. We're taking the express train. We're returning to love. Then all is already assigned. So in other words, when we shift to a new parallel reality, it's already assigned. It's a weird thing when we still think of ourselves in like a linear body. But the truth is, everything is energy. Everything is consciousness. So it's very, very easy, very, 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 three verys, easy for us to slide along. In other words, for us to engage in the new assignment. So again, it requires overcoming that inertia. That's where we are right now, because both are set to turn. In other words, both are equally. They really want us to understand this. Both an old parallel, old reality, a new timeline, another, a new parallel reality, they're both available. So as we will choose the light, as we will choose our new association, it's gonna feel like a quickening. It's gonna feel like almost like a little unsteady, because you're not holding on to anything from yesterday. It's almost like just going for the dive in the deep end of the pool. Because, how would I say that? It's like we're all learning that love is assisting. Love, of course, being our own heavenly claim, our own divine self, our own I am presence, our own master guidance, our own master teacher, that is already amongst us, already escorting us, already calling us, already assisting us. So allow yourselves to be relieved of that old determination and to move speedily. So they're using the word speedily. Speedily, we're all along. Like speedily is like swiftly. It's really understanding that it's truly not a problem. As we will associate with love, as we will associate with the light, in light, with light, as we will associate with our new understanding of self. So the more that we can understand that we are light, we are consciousness, we are opening up to our true inner vision, then love is happening under our feet. In other words, swiftly, we move into our new association. We move into our new timeline. We move into our new housing. We move into our new exalted claim. So when we honor this, when we allow this, when we hold this in good favor, then all comes upon us, because everything we're receiving is an outpicturing of our consciousness. So as we graduate to infinity, in other words, we graduate to our holy extreme, our eternal self, again, in stepped up acquaintance. So in other words, it's all measured for what we can understand, for what we can assimilate. So in other words, we're not taking on more energy, more power than we're equipped to handle, but we are being assisted higher. So we want to really feel that. It's sort of like just when we thought, okay, we landed, they're like, okay, here we go again. We're being assisted higher. So we want to like give ourselves full pleasure. In other words, full endorsement to keep on increasing our frequency, to keep on increasing our relevance, to keep on increasing our light. Because as we do this, we open up. They're saying the bookends, sort of like meeting on both ends. So it's like we're dropping our constriction, we're dropping who we received ourselves to be. And we're allowing that illuminated wholeness, awareness, to take over, to consume us. So allow yourselves to be given, allow yourselves to be well endorsed, allow yourselves to be shown that new dormitory, that new establishment, that new surroundings. Again, it's a vibrational sing-along. It's a vibrational request. It's a vibrational delight. It's a vibrational allowance that is here to be joined with. So as we allow that transference of faith, everything in our life has a place of new beginnings, because we're it's like it's the same, but it isn't, because we're operating from a higher extreme. So we want to remember that this is where we have the free will, and we're choosing to dance. Each of us are bringing in the new consciousness. We're bringing in the new light. We're bringing in the new symphony. So the more that we understand that we're already being entrusted with it all, it's going to help us to graduate, because it's not like maybe this will happen, maybe it won't. It's already upon us, and it's upon us because, again, we're each coming from higher dimensional witnesses, where this is an easy strength. This is an easy plug-in. This is an easy promotion. So we really want to understand that who we are is infinity. Who we are is like the whole true self, beyond the matrix, beyond the programming, beyond what the physical eyes can see. So we want to remember that we were all programmed to ingest yesterday. In other words, take on the consciousness that seems to be here. And so when we travel onward, we're simply engaging, returning to our truest vision. In other words, who we've always been. So on the one hand, it's a choice, it's an election, it's a decision. On the other hand, the more we understand it already is, it's going to be much easier for us to join with, because it's already there. We're not creating it. We're aligning with it. We're agreeing with it. And so everything we experience then comes on board, because we're offering it one and the same. In other words, we're offering it the highest version of self, the highest version that we have now claimed. So allow that to be transferred with delight, allow that to be ingested, and then allow that true matrimony within to be registered in all hearts. Because that's what we're all seeking. We're all seeking that oneness with self. We're all seeking that God self, regardless of what attractions we seem to partake of or enjoy. At the end of the day, it's coming home to our own divine essence, our own divine self. And as we do this, we realize that self is not lonely in the body at all. It's really all. It's really all. So allow that transference to occur with ease and delight. Ease and delight. Having all that we need, all that we need to now know, our next steps to come through with sort of like a whisper of the ear. In other words, so close, so easy, so secured, because again, because we're agreeing with our divine self is heard, our divine self is registered, our divine self is integrated. So this in essence is what we're doing. We're bringing in our I am self, our I am persuasion into form. And so this is occurring daily. This is occurring moment by moment as we signal our readiness. So what didn't occur before is suddenly going to appear with ease, with grace. And we want to remember that it's that little bit of a skip. That's a little bit of the old's not serving me anyway. So we want to really honor that. that we're the ones that are consenting to that light, the more that we remember that we're signing off on the new pages, it's going to be much easier for us to have that transference of faith. So it's sort of like the old is doing its thing. The reason is that that old energy may come by, and it's sort of like to test us, but it's not like some external test that we're actually going to fail at all. It's more of it's like clearing out, and so we just pass it by. It's like, oh, yeah, I know what that is, and I no longer warrant that. I no longer need that. I no longer register to that. I no longer access that. I no longer give my attention to that. And so the more that we understand the ease of accessibility in our new tomorrow, then all that occurs very, very, very quickly. We may not even have conscious register of it. But if we do, it's like, oh yeah, that's what I'm releasing. That's what's on its way out. So we want to understand that, because all of the passerbys, in other words, all of the energies that are being offered, almost like a smorgasbord, it's with that quickening of faith, we're now ready to receive. In other words, we no longer align with it. It's no longer in our dominant persuasion. And it just falls off. It just falls off. So allow yourselves to, they're saying twist and turn, so cute. That twist and turn is just sort of like to register in the energy, to like really delight in it, to really feel anchored in it. So it's without the mental knowing, it's more of like a heart association. And out of this heart's quickening, all is understood. So when I receive, I just feel more centered, quickened. I'm going to use that word. I feel lighter. I mean, I just feel the light. And so when you respond to that light, it's heavenly. It's just heavenly. So we're functioning out of heaven. This is the whole point. We're transferring heaven, earth. We're recognizing what is already true. We're bringing in the ascended earth that already is. And we're awakening to our own ascended realizations. So every time there's a pause, there's like an excitement. So there's an offering, there's an activation. So sometimes it's like I have words and then I don't, because it's like, and so it is, and so it is. So allow that to be registered, allow that to be made secure with your good evidence of faith, knowing the new merger has now begun. And knowing that all in the collective that are ready to associate with this new vision have equal, ample access as well. So this is the whole point. We're anchoring this in for the collective, for the all. The more that we remember that, the faster the sinking, the lining up occurs. Because we're moving out of density. We're moving out of that individual persona to that unity in faith. In other words, we all go home together. Excuse me, we're all equally significant. We're all one. So the more that we open up, the more that we graduate and we hold that, they call it like dedication to merit, but a really easy way is just to realize we're lifting ourselves up so all can be lifted. So all can see, receive, receive, receive. And so it is.